During his run for president, Senator Marco Rubio maintained he wouldn't return to Capitol Hill after his first term. And now that he's changed his mind, Floridians on both sides of the aisle have mixed reactions.
I'm very glad that he has decided to seek re-election.
That's Max Stepanovich, a longtime Republican strategist.
He has the best chance to hold the seat for the Republican Party, and we're going to need to have a Republican Senate when Hillary Clinton's president.
A recent poll from Quinnipiac University shows Florida voters are siding with Rubio. Rubio leads Democrat Patrick Murphy by 7 points and Democrat Alan Grayson by 8. Peter Brown is an assistant director at Quinnipiac University Poll. He says Rubio running as the incumbent gives the senator an advantage.
He has a positive job approval rating. Voters like him. Incumbents tend to get reelected. He's a fairly popular incumbent. He's obviously ahead. Whether he'll be ahead in November, we'll see. But again, it's better to be up 7 or 8 points than down 7.
But despite Rubio's lead, U.S. Representative Patrick Murphy says he isn't worried. In a telephone conference with reporters, Murphy said Rubio didn't take his first term seriously.
Senator Rubio thinks the Senate is a chore. I love showing up to work, and I love working hard. Senator Rubio thinks the Senate can't get things done. I mean, he said, quote, we're not going to fix America with senators and congressmen. He said, I'm missing votes because I'm leaving the Senate. Senator, I just got to tell you, I think Floridians expect better.
Stepanovich also agrees that in order to win the Senate seat, Rubio will need to prove to Florida voters that he wants the job.
As Ricky Ricardo would say, which is not going to mean anything to most of your listeners, he's going to have a lot of splaining to do. That would be his commitment not to seek reelection. Some of the things and positions he took during the presidential campaign, he may have to walk back now. He's going to have to deal with his poor attendance in the Senate while he was running for president. And so I think one of the greatest difficulties he will have is persuading voters that he wants the job and that he will do the job.
Since Rubio's announcement, GOP candidates David Jolly, Carlos Lopez Cantera, and Ron DeSantis have dropped out of the race. In a press release from Lopez Cantera's campaign, the former candidate called on GOP candidates Carlos Baruff and Todd Wilcox to also drop out of the race and support Rubio. But Baruff says he plans to stay.
He broke promises. He continually breaks promises to the public. He did not represent Florida citizens. And now he realizes this is the way he can stay in the limelight. And I think Floridians will see through that. But maybe I'm wrong. But I'm willing to take my chances.
The Tampa Bay Times reports Wilcox also plans to stay in the race. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.